Jerry Bader Show, 1054. President Obama is about to make a statement on Iraq. As you know, and I don't tell you what, there is about 5 minutes left to the show, a little less than that, about 4.5 minutes. Is there any indication, Jason, that this is going to happen in the next moment or two? They've been on this shot. He's looking at Fox television for about 10 minutes. I assume he's in the Marine One helicopter there. We have a shot of a podium, so I assume at some point we expect President Obama to step out. That's what it's called, right? The helicopter's called Marine One, isn't it? I think I'm right about that. I won't swear to it, but I think I'm right about that. Now, the same liberal brother who sent me something saying that low turnout was responsible for David Brat now said, he's a nut. It's a miracle of God. David Brat's a man of faith and believes God had a role in his victory. So what? They are so desperate to paint this guy as a nut, and he doesn't fit the template, and they are just bending over. It's hysterical. It's just absolutely hysterical. Speaking of hysterical, as I predicted, so is the response of those who believe that people are actually born in the wrong body. Now, I will admit, now you're suddenly saying this guy's God because he's a psychiatrist. I'm saying no. People of science disagree. That's exactly my point. I'll reveal something about myself. I'm dealing with hearing issues. I've seen several people. No, but everybody has an opinion on what is or isn't what I'm dealing with. How many times have you gone to 3 or 4 different doctors because someone of science says something that doesn't mean it's fact? Now, he provides factual evidence. He provides longitudinal studies on suicide rates among those who've had transgender surgery. What he's saying is their psychological health doesn't necessarily improve with getting the surgery. But this is going to be the next big, quote-unquote, civil rights movement. That if you believe, and that's what it is, a belief system, and that's his point, that you were born in the wrong body, then the answer is surgery, and then you're put in the right body. He's arguing that that's a psychological impossibility, a psychiatric impossibility, that you are what you are, and it's how you accept it or don't accept it that shapes who you are. It's just the reality. This is the closest thing that I can come to. I'm 5 feet, 5 inches tall. I'm 5'5". All right. If I said that I was really a tall person, should I have surgery? Let's say there was a feasible way to actually make me taller. An expensive, let's say it was comparable to transgender surgery, that you had to have all sorts of treatments and on and on and on. Would that make sense? No, I just want to be tall. I wasn't born in a short body by accident. I am who I am. This is the case that McHugh is making here. They are who they are, and they don't like who they are. That doesn't mean they were born in the wrong body. By the way, I'm not particularly unhappy with being short. I've gotten used to it. Been this way for a long time. But it is what it is. Now, if you're overweight, you can lose weight. Or you could do other things to yourself. But it's just a matter of changing who you are. That doesn't mean you were somehow misassigned. And I think he makes a very compelling case. That's why people are freaking out. The president has still not shown. I'm sure Rush Limbaugh will have plenty to say about what the president says about Iraq. Happy Father's Day and a great weekend. Have a lovely one, won't you?
things Jerry Bader. JerryBaderShow.com.